This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Boucher with Bill Raggio and Tom Jossen of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. They keep the podcast Generation Jihad, their conversation each week about where we are in the once upon a time long war, called long war, now conflict zones are across the map of Asia and Africa. We're focusing on Afghanistan because events are in the saddle. Within these last days, the president of Afghanistan, Mr. Ghani, and his prime minister, Abdullah Abdullah, visited with the White House seeking guidance about these coming days. However, Pakistan, the neighboring Pakistan, author or genesis of much of the Taliban turmoil these last decades, is also commenting on these collapsing events in Afghanistan. Tom, I start with you to interpret this. Pakistan's foreign minister said within last hours that violence and lawlessness could reign in Afghanistan after the United States withdrawal, and that Pakistan would shut its border to the country if the Taliban takes control of it. Shah Mahmoud Qureshi said that Pakistan had already taken in 3.5 million Afghan refugees over the years, but would not accept any more. He was speaking in a weekly media briefing held in the central city of Multan. Tom, what do we make of this? Because my memory is that Pakistan is the route to take supplies overland into Afghanistan. Shutting the border with Afghanistan, even if he could, would certainly influence the ability to feed and house the population there. He says if in case Taliban takes over Afghanistan, well, we've been documenting in these last minutes that the Taliban is taking over Afghanistan. So the puzzle here is, where is al-Qaeda in this? My memory is that al-Qaeda has lived very comfortably in that border area, that shadow area between the two countries. What do we know about shutting that border and what it would do to Afghanistan and to al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, the first thing to note, of course, is that Pakistan has provided safe haven since 2001 for the Taliban leadership, which is intertwined with al-Qaeda. And it's true that the Pakistani state provided some level of assistance to the U.S. after 9/11 to hunt down senior al-Qaeda leaders. However, it never really drained the pool of this facilitation networks live-in that have been keeping the Afghan war going, and now the jihadis are on the verge of success. And the Taliban leadership is known to have been harbored in Pakistan for all these years, has made decisions from there, has directed the war from there. You know, the Taliban and Pakistan like to talk about the foreign involvement in Afghanistan and how there are all these foreign hands involved. Well, Pakistan's foreign hands have been the biggest foreign hands of all time, and have really played a big dominant role in the Taliban and al-Qaeda's success in this war now in Afghanistan. So this is a problem of their own making when it comes to refugee status. Principally, the foreign minister is talking about the refugees problem, that they don't want to take any more refugees in. But they're not talking about the jihadi problem. They're not talking about the jihadi success, which causes that, of course, because they are the prime movers of that. They're one of the principal entities that's had a controlling or a vested interest in the jihadis taking over Afghanistan. And so now this is a problem of their own making when it comes to the refugees that are fleeing Afghanistan, fleeing jihadi rule. The real question here going forward for us is, how much does this lead to a resurgence of jihadism within Pakistan in terms of terrorist attacks? We've already seen an uptick. We're already documenting an uptick in jihadi attacks in Pakistan over the last year. We are forecasting that that's going to get even worse over the coming months. As you mentioned, John, al-Qaeda and the Taliban have controlled territory this whole time along that border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. The Qanis, who I mentioned earlier, are a key power broker in eastern Afghanistan right along the border, and have been since the 80s, right along that border with Pakistan. And they're deeply in bed with the Pakistani establishment. So this is a really complex environment here, but the jihadis are poised for success. And part of that success is going to be an uptick in jihadism in Pakistan.
We can presume that the prime minister of Pakistan is informed of all this and informed that he does not control his border area. Al-Qaeda, in watching this turmoil in Afghanistan bleeding into Pakistan, does Al-Qaeda have ambitions in Pakistan to challenge the government, to underline that government, Bill, after presuming Afghanistan falls under the hands of the Taliban / Al-Qaeda?
Absolutely, John. The Al-Qaeda was the one of the key parties in helping with the establishment of the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan, which is the Pakistani version of the Afghan Taliban, which fought a and took over control of large areas of northwestern Pakistan from 2006 to 2011. The movement of the Taliban in Pakistan wants to overthrow the Pakistani state. The movement of the Taliban in Pakistan is allied with Al-Qaeda or with the Afghan Taliban and fights inside of Afghanistan. It is currently doing so now, helping the Taliban fight. This is the irony in all of this. Of course, so the Pakistani state recognizes that the movement of the Taliban in Pakistan is its enemy, but it may admit that it has links to Al-Qaeda, but it refuses to admit that it has ties to the Afghan Taliban, which the Pakistani state, of course, supports. And, you know, as far as closing the border goes, to stop the problem of the Taliban, and let's face it, the Afghan Taliban, it's kind of like Tom and I talk about us all the time. It's kind of silly at this point in time to talk about these groups as if they're distinct entities. They're all operating in collusion. And yeah, there certainly is certain command differences between the groups, but they're fighting for the same cause. There's a lot of overlap in leadership, but if the Pakistani state wanted the Afghan Taliban to collapse, if it didn't want an Afghanistan run by the Afghan Taliban, all it would have to do is shut down the madrasas, the Taliban's hospitals, the Taliban's recruiting centers, the Taliban's training camps that are seated throughout Afghanistan, throughout Pakistan, in Balochistan province, in Quetta. I could name place after place where the Afghan Taliban is known to be openly operating with the knowledge of Pakistani individuals. So it's kind of, their talk about closing the border and if the Afghan Taliban takes control of Afghanistan, it's all nonsense. If they didn't want this to happen, they would stop the Afghan Taliban. The Afghan Taliban would be a shell of itself without that safe haven support and direct support from the Pakistani state.
Bill Rasho, Tom Jossen, they are senior fellows for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.